The best relationships are built on learnable skills. The question becomes, are you willing to learn? Join John and Sungshin Lopnow as they converse with leaders at the intersection of brain science and spiritual formation, with practical ways of staying connected to the presence of God and to one another. We hope that the Presence and Practice podcast serves you and other leaders around the world with tangible ways to increase love in every interaction. And now, to tell you more about today's episode, here's John and Sungshin.
I recorded this podcast with Father Ubald about 6 months ago, and I was just waiting for the right time to release it. And then on January 7th, I learned, sadly, that he passed away. He was young. I think he was 65, 66 years old. I was introduced to Father Ubald from Jim Wilder, who is friends with him. And he is a priest who lived through the Rwandan genocide, and 80 members of his family were lost in that, and I think I read 45,000 members of his congregation were killed during that genocide. He escaped, actually, and he created a process of reconciliation and healing. And there is a documentary called Forgiveness, The Secret of Peace, which resonates with the name of his center, which is the Center for the Secret of Peace. I believe you can still watch the documentary for free online, probably on YouTube. And also you can check out his website and his resources. I think it's a very timely message. And I was thinking about him actually a few days before he passed away. I was thinking, I wonder when I can release that podcast. And then I learned that he passed away, and I was actually sad because I had a sweet and meaningful conversation with him. You'll hear the conversation here. It is on the longer side, and I was wondering if I should edit it or not. But as you hear the conversation, you'll see that the way I interviewed him was quite different because I've seen him on the documentary, but he speaks English very well. When we were interacting on Zoom and recording it, I could tell the rate of interaction had to be slower so he could grasp my questions. So I'm going to leave it completely intact. You can hear the wholeness of it. And I learned that he speaks, I believe, 7 languages. So he is a man with a huge heart and a great mind. So you'll get to hear his heart in this conversation. It's largely Father Ubald talking. He is full of joy, and I'm really honored that I had the opportunity to meet him, interact with him, and I'm really grateful for his spirit that lives on in the desire in all of us to seek truth and reconciliation and healing through forgiveness. So take a listen, and please share with your family and friends. God bless you.
You know me and you?
John Lopnow, friend of Jim Wilder.
Ah, okay. Jim Wilder, I know him. He's a good man.
He says the same for you.
Praise God.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Father Ubald, how do you say your last name?
Rugirangoga. 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 Ruji. Rugirangoga. Yeah. So what means someone who is dynamic? Right or no, I don't know. But in Rwanda, every name has a meaning. It means someone who is dynamic. Rugirangoga.
Oh, wow. That's a great name. Well, thank you so much. And can I just introduce you? It's on the podcast. Can I just say you're you have the center of the secret of peace.
The secret of peace, yeah, it is a center. The idea came to me after genocide. Really, after genocide, I have helped my parishioners with forgiveness and reconciliation. And after I saw that I succeeded in my parish, I had the vocation to create a center where such ideas I have had, experience I have had in a parish, such experience can be spread to many people, even to all over the world. It is a center, I say to people who ask me, it is kind of spiritual laboratory for peace. kind of spiritual laboratory for peace in the world, not only in Rwanda, but in the world, because it is attractive. I see people coming from Congo, from Burundi, from all over the country, Rwanda, and when they arrive there, really, they get peace because of the teaching we give, because of spiritual exercises we have with them, because of retreats we preach. Yeah.
Yes, well, I had a chance to watch your documentary a second time, and then I even listened to your book, which was really enriching, the stories and your teaching. It was very encouraging to me. And some of the stories, you know, are deep and touching and painful, but then there's the peace of forgiveness.
Yeah, the secret. It is my conviction. I did that. It has healed me. It has healed my parishioners. You have seen that in the book. It is a daughter whose father has been betrayed and made a widow, but the son of that widow got married with the daughter whose father had killed his father. And really, there is a power in forgiveness.
Yes. Yeah, that story was very powerful and touching, and I recommend everyone to buy the book and listen to it or read it. But that is, it demonstrates what's possible.
Exactly.
And I know this week, I believe you're, this is the week when you're remembering the genocide.
Of course.
And so I wanted to ask you, how is your heart, your mind, how are you doing?
It is a struggle. I just come from Rosary Prayer, where I was helping my fellow people. It was in mother language. And I was helping people to be healed from the inner wounds by helping them to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. And last Monday, for example, when I began to help them, you can go on Facebook perhaps and look, Rosary Prayer, and I arrived, when praying with them, I arrived at about wounds of the pastors. Unfortunately, you can't understand that because it is in mother language, but you will see me that there is a time I cried. I cried. So to say that, okay, it is not so easy. When speaking at about the wounds of pastors, it was so hard to me. I first cried. And after crying, I went on. It doesn't mean that there are some corners, some corners which stay with some pain, and but when we have made decision to forgive, you have to fight, and in general, because you have made decision, you succeeded. I cried, and after crying, I said to those who were praying with me on Facebook, I told to them, this was also needed. And when crying, many of those who were praying with me also, they have cried. Also, they said, when you cried also, we have cried because it was too hard. They realized how the pastors who have been preaching love and as fruits they had genocide, they realized that I am not alone to suffer. No, we are so many to suffer because of just we failed. We failed. It is, you asked me a question, I say to that, it is a little hard.
Yeah.
But with prayer, so we pray. Yeah. And Jesus helps us.
And I appreciate you taking this time, but I imagine you're praying, you're helping, and you're remembering that it has to, you still feel it. And you will probably always feel those things, but this week you're remembering. And so I just want to honor you and the people that you're helping and what you've gone through. Because we're having this conversation, but you're actually really experiencing, you're in the middle of it. And so I honor you and what you're doing.
Thank you. It is my conviction. No one can say I am perfect. No, I can be wrong to you. You can be wrong to me because we are humans. But what we have, it is to forgive you. And also, you ask for forgiveness. I was in Nigeria, a country in Africa. This movie was in kind of a festival. First of all, movies. And then, when I spoke at about my movie, when they looked at it, and I spoke at about it, a lady came to me crying. And she said, Father, I am divorced. If I had seen this movie before I divorced, I would not be divorced. And I said to her, it is never late. Go and meet your husband. You can forgive and ask for forgiveness and begin with you once more a new life. Even this movie, the message in this movie is universal. It is not only for Rwanda.
Yes.
It is universal. So many, many, many families destroyed because of unforgiveness. Are you married?
I am married. I have two kids. We've been married 19 years, and Zachariah is 13 and Zoe is 11.
Oh, wonderful. You see, you can be wrong to your wife.
Yes.
What she has is to forgive you, as well as she can be also wrong to you. And you forgive, and you go on living.
Yes.
Otherwise, evil spirit uses so much unforgiveness to destroy families.
Mm.
Even where we have not had genocide, but
yeah.
Hey, problems are. But when people are looking at that movie, they are crying and say, if in Rwanda you have been able to forgive after such horror,
yes,
who can't forgive? Who can't forgive? Yes. So it is helping so many people.
That's beautiful. And I hope that your heart and spirit that you embody goes to the people who are listening to this. And when I shared with Jim Wilder, well, I'm going to be talking with Father Ubald, and he says, you are a very unique human being. And one thing that you draw out is a lot of times forgiveness focuses on the victims, and appropriately we should, but also you focus on the perpetrator and restoring them and helping them return to community.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the wounds are the same.
Mm.
And the key to open. Because after genocide, I remarked that victims of genocide, as well as perpetrators of genocide, they were both closed.
Mm.
And the key to open to the victim, he could not open for himself when he was closed. No, the key to open to him, I remarked that it belonged to the perpetrator when he comes and say, I ask for forgiveness. And also the key to open to the perpetrator, he could not open for himself. He needed the victim to open to him when he comes and say, I forgive you.
Mm.
So they are both open. And they need each other. In my parish, when I arrived, they were, of course, with hatred. They were with hatred. And I said to each other, no, stop with hatred. Stop with violence. Because you need each other. You are closed. And you can't open for yourself. And when I was organizing the retreats, and it is when in helping them to share their mutual agony, because they were living kind of agony. Everybody was living.
Mm.
Kind of agony.
Yes.
And when they shared, they remarked that both were suffering and both were needing each other. So they stopped with violence because they said, no, I said to perpetrators of genocide, if you go on wanting to cheer the victims, saying that you want to delete any signs, against you. No, it is not good.
Mm.
Because you need the victim to forgive you. If you go on killing the victims, the survivors, who will forgive you? And they remarked that it was a problem and they stopped.
Mm.
Because they needed to be forgiven.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share about the difference between confession and begging pardon?
Confession, begging pardon. As I understand, when you beg pardon, you are not so deep. You beg pardon. But when you confess, really, it is serious.
Mm.
In my parish, I helped them and they have 6 months of catechesis. I help them. We are so many subjects to treat with them. And the last month, I invite the victims also to have that month together in order to prepare them for the reconciliation. And when, after that month of teaching to them together, they finish by making a kind of, they say, okay, we make decision. I forgive you forever. And another one said, I will be asking for forgiveness forever. This kind of vow or testament they make. I shall be asking for forgiveness forever, and I shall be forgiving you also forever. That is kind of confession, really. This is not only to beg, because when you beg pardon, okay, it is not so deep. You beg pardon, if somebody says to you, okay, you beg pardon, I forgive you, you can escape and go. And you don't see him anymore. But when it is really confession, you become friends.
So confession is declaring, I will be relating to you in love. My part is to forgive, or my part is to acknowledge and ask for forgiveness.
With confession, you are really regretting, seriously. But with beg pardon, okay, I beg pardon. Oh, sorry. When it is to beg pardon, okay, sorry. But when it is confession, you have had time to realize what happened to you. What you have done, you realize what you have done.
The person has realized the impact, the depth of the impact of what they've done to the person.
Of what we have down, and then say, okay, I ask for forgiveness. I confess what he has down. When it is about confession, you share.
It's relational.
Relational, yeah, exactly. It is relational.
More than just words, but it's relational. You know, one thing that really stood out to me was the perpetrators. You had them, they couldn't take communion for 6 months, and they had to go through a teaching, a training, a catechesis for 6 months.
And they preach, we preach to them. There is a kind of workshops.
Yes, workshops.
They sit together. And they say, you let them really speaking, living what they are living. So when they make decisions really to forgive or to ask for forgiveness, it is something they have first be struggling with till they make a decision.
They've really counted the cost.
Yes, you're right.
Because it's not just about the words, it's about the decision and the commitment to stay connected in a loving way. Wow.
They make decision after kind of struggle, a kind of after fighting in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize that there is no any other way. Yeah, it is to convince people.
I can see you help them feel the full resistance of forgiveness and wrestle with it so they can come with integrity to the decision of forgiving.
Yeah. And also when you preach, I preach by example, I preach by witness. If I had not myself forgiven sincerely, because when you forgive, to show that we have forgiven sincerely, you must be with compassion. Without compassion, to the perpetrator, without compassion to the victim, it is not so sincere. And because I have forgiven the perpetrator, the murderer of my mother, and when I have been, when I took care of his children when in jail, I have read that in the book. I forgave him. I took care of his children. I paid the scholarship. I have been free because of such compassion. When I shared to my parishioners, it is at that time that really they have been touched, and they tried to do the same, and then they have been healed.
You model it. You are modeling forgiveness, and that probably inspires more people.
Yeah. It is at the time that daughter, after listening to me, or so she said, I make decision as Father Ubald has forgiven the murderer of mother and took care of the two children. I make decision or so. I go and live with that widow. Because if she is alone, it is because of my father. My father also killed her husband. As Ubald has been merciful to those children, then father has killed his mother. Me too. I go and live with that widow. Because if she is alone, it is because of my father. So you see, we have to preach by example also.
Right. It sounds like follow me as I follow Christ.
Exactly.
Right? And so the American church needs more stories, testimonies of how we forgive one another.
Not only Americans, but everybody. Everybody, really. Because we are, as humans, we are created to love. It is our mission in this world. So God created me to come and be a apostle of love. Of love. My mission, it is our mission for everybody. Because when God created a man, he created the man at his image, he must love as God loves. It is our mission.
Yes.
Not only for Americans. Yes. No, it is for everybody. Of course. Because in every country, you can hear. Violence is everywhere because violence comes from evil.
Yeah. You talk about forgiveness, and I'm curious. I mean, you even, the question I have is, what's the role of forgiveness and justice and restoration? And in your story, you almost weave them all together. Can you comment on forgiveness, justice, restoration?
I don't know if we understand well, but for me, I don't know if I have really understood you, but I am going to say something about. For me, after violence, justice is necessary. Because if after violence there is no justice, it means that such violence can once more occur. My father had been killed when I was 7 years old because of such hatred. Ethnic hatred, they killed him. At that time, instead of making justice, they rewarded those who killed. And it was in 63. And you see, after 30 years, such violence once more occurred because it has not been justice. If it had not been justice after genocide, surely such horror could be again once more. But we say, never again, because it has been justice. People who were killing their brothers and sisters as to kill white animals. No, now with justice, they have been aware of how they have been so bad or so. But without justice, you can't manage the society. No, we need justice. But justice does not know what I don't like with justice. Justice is necessary, but it is the beginning of managing the society. Because in justice, there is no compassion. And someone who is punished because of justice, you must go once more. Another step is to show him compassion. You have been punished, it is justice. But you go on showing to him compassion. So I did with the murderer of my mother. He has been punished. He was in jail. I forgave him. I showed him compassion. You see, after violence, there is justice. But justice, if you stay on justice, you can't manage the society. So, compassion. So, justice, forgiveness. To forgive is not to ignore the justice. No, because I have been also in justice. We said gachacha in my country. You have seen that in my book. Yes, we were sitting together on a village. We tried to remember how genocide occurred.
Yes.
And then it it was social justice. But we have, so I go on evangelizing till now. I went to different parishes to help them with that processes, justice and reconciliation. But it has been after justice, because justice is not enough. Justice is justice, but after justice, we must go forward.
Mm.
So we speak about forgiveness, reconciliation. And it is violence, justice, then forgiveness. And it is after such process that you have restoration of society.
You answered the question beautifully. You got my heart, and you hit.
I try to answer according to my heart.
you and I are speaking the same language.
Another example. This year, a young man in jail, no, not a young man, but a man, because he was young when he did that. He killed a member of my family, because they killed so many people. There is a young man in my family who has been killed. And during Gachacha court, that social justice, he was there and he didn't recognize his guilt, what he did. But because it was justice, people charged him, and finally he has been in jail, because I was ready to forgive him in justice. But he didn't want. He didn't recognize his sin. And then he did that. He has killed that young man. He has been in jail. He had to be in jail 15 years.
Mm.
This year, it is his 12th year in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He has once more 3 years. It is this. It is now, this year, after 12 years in jail, he sent me a letter. And I went in jail. When I saw him, I could not recognize him. And he asked me, "Do you recognize me?" I said, "No, I don't recognize you." And he said, "It is the man who killed your member of family." Mm-hmm. When he reminded me of that, oh, I said, "Ah, sir, I recognize you." Of course, I cried, because he remembered how that young man has been killed. First, they cut the legs, and he fell down, and then other people came and killed him. But it was that man who has cut him. He couldn't escape, and he was so weak after many days without eating. And he told me, "I invited you just to ask for forgiveness."
Mm.
And I said to him, "Why have you waited so long?"
Mm.
And I said to him, "Because you asked for forgiveness, I am going to help you also. I take care of your daughter. I pay her scholarship because you ask for forgiveness." And I said to him, "Why have you so waited?" And he said, "That is evil spirit. I was struggling. And I see now that there is no any other way I have to ask for forgiveness because I am suffering so much. You see, justice has been, and now the second step was forgiveness and asking for forgiveness. Both to ask for forgiveness as to forgive, that is forgiveness. And then compassion, I take care of his daughter, I pay scholarship. That is compassion, and also that is restoration. It is new life.
New life. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So sometimes people resist confessing what they have done. And one thing you had said in your book, there were the five steps. Be thankful and have faith. Two, choose to forgive. Three, denounce evil. So what can you, and then the fourth is decide to live for Jesus.
Let's make a decision for
And fifth is claim the blessing. But I want to go, how do people denounce evil? What can you share more about denouncing evil?
Denouncing evil. Because first, you must agree that evil spirit exists. Because there are some people who don't agree with those who say that evil spirit exists. And it is what evil spirit wants. Evil spirit wants that people don't accept that it exists. So he goes on making, destroying the society. But when you know, you agree that evil spirit exists, you fight it. I am in Renewal Charismatic Movement. And in the Renewal Charismatic Movement, we say that when you are always angry, for example, with people, you can be without being angry. You can fight anger. But if you don't, it is because of evil, evil spirit of anger. If you are, for example, using drugs, it is evil, we say, it is evil spirit of drugs. If you accept that it is evil spirit of drugs, you fight evil in the name of, because Jesus has, it is Jesus who has authority on evil spirit. Evil spirit of hatred. We can live without hating people. So if you can't forgive, it is evil spirit of unforgiveness. You have to identify first what kind of evil spirit, and then attack in the name of Jesus. As a Christian, really, evil spirit exists. If I can't forgive, it is because of evil spirit. But if I identify it, so I fight it. To denounce, you said, how to denounce it? You must first accept that it exists, and you must identify it, and then you fight it. Evil spirit of sexual disorder, it is evil. You identify, if you are living sexual disorder, it is evil. You identify it, and in the name of Jesus, you cast it, you attack it. And evil spirit, Jesus has authority on evil spirit. I come from Rosary Prayer. I was praying for wounds of my fellow people. Oh my God. I was looking at Facebook, how they were really in the comments. They were, I make decision to forgive. After 26 years.
Wow.
Genocide has been in 94. And now, after 26 years, of fighting the evil spirit. In prayer, I have helped, and they were claiming, I feel now happy. I feel now quiet in my heart. I have no more hatred. I am no more with fear. Because evil spirit was destroying such people. And now with the prayer, because I helped them to identify evil, and they have attacked, they are free.
So to denounce evil is to recognize anything that goes against the love of God, the love of neighbor.
And then when you recognize that, you have identified kind of evil, and then in the name of Jesus, you attack it. And Jesus has authority on that. So we are so lucky really to believe. Because evil spirit is there. Evil spirit is destroying the society, is destroying families. But when we identify it, we attack it. Evil spirit which destroys the families. I say to people, when they get married, when I bless their marriage, I say to them, do you think that this wife is a gift from God? Because have you prayed before making the decision to get married with her? He said, the young man says, okay, I prayed. And do you agree with me that this daughter with whom we are going to get married is a gift from God? He said, yes, it is a gift from God because I prayed. Do you think that God can give something bad to you? The young man said, no. God is good. He gives good things. I said, okay, he gives you that good one we have asked to get married with is this one. She is a gift from God. In general, they are smiling. Said, oh, yes, it is a gift from God. So if God can't give something bad, if one day you begin to think that your wife is a bad one, it will be from evil. Because God has given good thing to you, good a gift, the best one. So when there is conflict in families, I help people say, no, try to remember how you were when you got married. You were, everything was well. It is evil spirit in your family. Try to chase it. When they agree with me, really, together they pray together in their family, and evil spirit is afraid of Jesus because where people are praying, Jesus is, and evil spirit must go out. That is.
So the way to fight against the evil spirit is
to pray. Because when you pray, Jesus is there. And so when Jesus is, evil spirit must go out.
So it's to be close, draw near to Jesus.
You must be close to Jesus. When you are close to Jesus, evil spirit has no place. But if you don't pray, if Jesus, you are not close to Jesus, evil spirit is there. And when evil spirit is there, he makes confusion. He has no any experience of love. No, he destroys love. And he does not like people who love each other. The first enemy for him is when people are loving each other. Has no any experience of love. No, he must be around and try to destroy. That is, if you love your wife, if you are a happy family, be sure he is around, but he can't come because you are praying. He can come in your house at home because you are praying. But if you don't pray, evil spirit will come and destroy your family. When a family where people pray, evil spirit has no any place. But when you don't pray, he comes. And when he comes, he destroys.
So the main thing is to stay close to Jesus.
To Jesus. You are right. You are right.
Hmm. So that's how to pray, is to be near to Jesus, attached to Jesus. You know, Jim Wilder wrote a new book on attaching to Jesus is the way that our character is transformed.
The best is to think about how God has loved you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have no any experience of God's love, you can't pray.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But God has loved you. Try to remember how God has loved you in your life from your child till now. God has done so many good things. And evil spirit, the way he uses is to make people despaired, till people arrive at thinking that God has abandoned them, or God did nothing for them, God does not remember them. Well, then God has done so many good things to you. And then when you recognize that he has been so good to you, you become grateful, and you become to pray.
Mm.
You pray after remarking that God has been so good to you.
Mm. Yes.
And when you remark that God has been so good to you, you begin to be close to him because he's your friend.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Father Ubald, I have two things. One, thank you so much. If people want to respond, what's the best way to find you? If they want to support you, what is the best way they can support you?
The first to support me is to pray for me. The best support is a prayer. Pray for me. Because I am living kind of adventure. For example, I am working on the Secret of Peace Center. I have been ready with these spiritual streets where people are walking, praying. I am ready with the church, but I am now in urgent necessity of podium, which will cost about $800,000 more, about $1 million for that podium. After that, I shall build my apartment. I have nowhere to work. I have no office. I am sleeping in a shack at the Secret of Peace Center. Wow. And also I shall work on a house for old priests. We are working for God, and when we are old, we are abandoned.
Mm.
Without anybody to take care of us. And then in my plans, it will be house for old priests, house for sisters who will be taking care of old priests. It will be house for retreat, because I am helping people spiritually. And it will be also house for counseling house, because of inner wounds people have after genocide. It will be a counseling house. So I have so many things. I advise Secret of Peace Center In total, it will cost about $11 million, all those things. But also, you know, I want to create a school. A school also. A school where children, from their children, they will be learning how really to be peaceful people from their children. So that school will be kind of a model. People will come and see that school. It is in my vision. Because I created together with a sister Donata, a congregation, new congregation, Missionaries of Peace of Christ the King. Mm. They are brothers, sisters, and lay people. We work together for peace in the world. And that school will be in charge of Missionaries of Peace. Mm. So we shall help children from their kids not to learn mathematics, English, stories, chemistry, but also to how to be peacemakers from their children. School also. And that school will be kind of a model. Many people will come and visit such a school, and it will be created many other schools also like that one. And it is like that we shall change the society. So we change the society with prayer. We change the society with education. So many things. So you pray for me. And when I see how I become old man or so, I said, oh my God, I have so many things in my... I am a kind of visionary. But, and then... okay, when you go on my website, prubard.com, you know people can help through that website.
I will send people there. I love your heart and your vision, and may God continue to bless you and fill you and supply everything that you need. And
thank you. So Jesus can allow to meet generous people who are peacemakers to help. Yeah. And I am patient. Jesus will allow that to meet generous people who really are wanting to be engaged in peacemaking in the world. Okay. Such people will come one day. I am praying for that.
Yes.
Help me to pray.
Father, my wife and I and the kids will be praying for you, and we will encourage people to pray for you and all your congregation and your vision.
Okay. I shall visit you. You are a good man, John.
Oh, no. Thank you so much. And Father Ubald, I want to say the people listening, you know, I have friends who, you know, they're experiencing exhaustion from the sheltering in place, the things happening in the world, in the U.S., the injustice, the fear. Would you, and then I even have some friends who are wanting to be pregnant and they can't, or it's a struggle. Would you just pray a blessing so people can hear Father Ubald blessing them?
That is the best prayer I say, because Jesus gives lives. Jesus likes people who gives lives. Jesus, you are alive. I show you those ladies who can't get pregnant. Jesus, you are merciful. You see how those ladies really want to get pregnant. And when they will be pregnant, they will give lives. And they will give the best education to those children, because those children will be gift from you, Jesus. Jesus, I pray you to be merciful to them. You say only one word, I will be healed. And people are healed. Heal those ladies. Heal the difficulties they have, physical difficulties, psychological difficulties they have. Give inner peace to them so they can get pregnant. Jesus, 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 you hear our prayer. Jesus, Jesus. Virgin Mary, you have been a mom. You have had a child. Jesus, also we pray for those ladies who can't get pregnant. Because you have been a mom, a mother, Virgin Mary, I pray for those ladies to be mom as you have been. Virgin Mary, come to help. You are merciful to people, Virgin Mary, at Cana, in wedding, when people were out of wine. You said to Jesus, they are out of wine. And your son Jesus, because you asked for him to make a miracle, he did that miracle. The water changed into wine. It has been the first miracle. Virgin Mary, we pray for those ladies through you. Help them so they can be pregnant and have children as you have had yours, Jesus. Virgin Mary, Virgin Mary, Virgin Mary. Pray for those ladies. We pray them through you. And Jesus doesn't refuse anything you ask. Virgin Mary, Jesus hears, hear our prayers. Amen. When they will get pregnant, tell me. Because I am sure Jesus hears our prayer. You will see some pregnant.
I will pass that on to you. Thank you for your time. I hope to meet you one day, maybe see you at the Secret for the Center for Peace.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Secret of Peace Center.
Yes, I would love it.
And we pray for the stopping of coronavirus so people can travel easily.
Travel freely, yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your time. Many blessings to you, and I really appreciate you.
So to you, my brother John.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. God bless.
God bless you.